On the live line from Paris this morning, it is David Andelman. He is a commentator for CNN, former New York Times and CBS News correspondent, visiting scholar at the Council on National Security of Fordham Law School. David, good morning. That must be a heck of a business card you've got there.
Maybe two or three of them I can carry around, but thanks for having me, Pat.
So we are expelling Russian diplomats for the poisoning of two people in Great Britain, but we're not expelling them for meddling in the 2016 election?
I know, it's a little bizarre, isn't it? But this is the one time when basically all of NATO and Europe, in fact, basically is taking a united front against Russia. You know, at least 116 diplomats, Russian diplomats from 16 European countries and a bunch of others, including Canada and Australia, as well as, of course, the U.S., are expelling these diplomats, 116 in all, at least. So it really is a united front for the first time. Now, you know, some of these countries have also been the targets of Russian meddling in their elections. There's certainly talk of that in France and in some of the other European countries, Germany particularly. So the Russians are in kind of a bad odor in a lot of Europe, I must say, at this point.
Yeah, so the Trump administration ordered the expulsion of 60 Russian officials. The mass expulsion was the most ever, and that includes the Cold War. So the Trump administration is doing something. But does it mean anything if President Trump does not come out and say, Vladimir Putin, you cannot meddle in our election and you cannot kill foreign officials from other countries? Does it mean anything if he doesn't publicly come out and make a statement?
Well, it does. It does mean something, but it certainly does leave a very large hole in the whole equation. There's no doubt about that. Look, Macron, his counterpart, who's actually a great friend of Trump, the French president,
yes,
Emmanuel Macron, he immediately said when the West Europeans had a meeting last Friday, we've got to do this right away. We've all got to have a united front. They all came right out and said that this was a huge mistake. This is all Putin's fault. He ordered this and so on. And then, you know, all of a sudden there is this gap, you know. The United States is doing this, and Trump basically says little or nothing about it. And this is a huge, in my view, this is a huge mistake. Look, but there is one big positive for the United States and a lot of these other countries. We're getting rid of virtually the entire, what they used to call KGB, now the FSB stations in all of these countries. All of these spies are now gone. So that's pretty good for the United States.
The downside, David,
is, of course, the Russians will eventually send some new ones, and then we have to figure out who they are and what they're doing. But let's worry about that when it happens.
And, David, you're in Paris this morning. What is the European sentiment about all of this united activity against Russia?
Oh, everybody's definitely for that. I mean, everybody understands that the Russians have not treated Western democracy fairly, right, properly, in any sense, that they've tried to play the Western democracies. They've tried to use our, you know, our free and democratic voting systems to their advantage so that they can, you know, sow confusion and really just make life miserable for all of these countries and that would share nothing on the Europe with the Russian system. So there's a lot of outrage about that. There's no question. And all of these countries' leaders have, in fact, come right out and said publicly, this is it. It's Putin's fault. You know, he's got to pay the price, and we're doing this. So let's see what the U.S. does. Let's hope they do the right thing.
We're living in an interesting time, and you point this out recently, and it's an incredible number. With Russia essentially having a dictator with Putin and Xi Jinping becoming president for life of China, 20% of the world's population now have dictators in charge. Putin wants to clear up NATO. We're basically in this old East versus West old dogfight again.
Yeah, it sounds familiar, doesn't it, David?
Oh, yes, it does. I'm delighted you actually you hunted up my last commentary for CNN. Thank you very much for doing that. Yes, we are certainly in the midst of a very, very difficult period because really we're faced with an adversary that has no sense of you know, it's unilateral. They can decide to do whatever they want to do, and they don't have any check on them. They don't have to worry about a Congress or about a judiciary or anything else. If they want to do something against us, they can just do it. You know, witness the fact if they want to, you know, off one of their former, you know, KGB spies who they consider a traitor, they just do it no matter where he is in the world and use nerve gas or whatever they feel like. it really is a terrible situation. And I mentioned just Putin and Xi Jinping. Al-Sisi, the dictator in Egypt, he won overwhelming election just the other day. So, you know, and Trump is very close to him. He considers him one of his great pals in the Middle East. It really is troubling.
Yes, it is. And I think this is not the end of the story, that's for sure, in terms of expulsions and what else could come as a result of that. David, thanks so much for checking in with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.
That is David Andelman, live from Paris on KSRO, talking about U.S. and Russia relations.